What's shaking, everyone? My name is Colin, and with Megan, we bring you the Flight Attendant Forum, a podcast for crew, travel gurus, or anyone captivated by aviation. We're here to share our stories, secrets, and resources with you, so sit back, relax, we're glad you're here, and welcome on board. To the Flight Attendant Forum. Megan, welcome back to the forum.
Oh, thanks, Colin. You too.
It's good to see you.
You as well.
I haven't seen you in a minute.
Yeah,
happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you.
For everyone who's listening, Megan just turned 30.
I did.
Last week.
Big 3-0.
And I almost forgot, but I didn't forget.
No, you didn't. I did remind you, but you did.
You did remind me.
I put it in my
calendar.
Yeah, and I believe you that you had a nice card and everything.
I did.
Thank you very much
for the gift. We had a very heated discussion of what we do with sentimental cards that people give us. You throw them in the trash.
Immediately.
And I keep them.
It depends on the card. But
I know where my card's going when you get home. Spray the trash.
Yeah, I'll keep it for a little bit maybe. But I just don't like clutter.
That's fair.
I don't like clutter. I at one point thought I was going to collage out of all these cards I had.
You make a card collage?
Maybe. But that's just keeping clutter.
That's fair.
But thank you. Yes, I did turn 30.
How does it feel to be 30?
It feels the same. I didn't really get too concerned about getting older.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've had a great month so far. We both had some vacation time. Colin, what did you do with your vacation time? Where the hell have you been?
Well, what did you do for your birthday?
For my birthday?
Yeah.
Oh, you want... Okay, so for my birthday... Okay, we'll backtrack.
Yeah. I mean, you can't just say you turned 30 and not say what you did for your 30th birthday.
Well,
The people want to know what you, as a flight attendant, would do for your 30th birthday.
Well, I had a tea party.
Yes, you did.
I had a tea party, and it was an Avril Lavigne-themed tea party. I threw a party for a 13-year-old. So I guess as I'm saying, I wasn't worried about being older... Maybe I was a little bit.
A little bit.
Because I threw a party for a young 13-year-old girl, young 13-year-old Megan. We had a punk princess tea party. It was a great time.
Was that expensive?
It was, it ended up being way too expensive. Thank you, Colin.
Where did you book that, though?
In Park Ridge. So that's where I live. Hopefully no one
She lives in Park Ridge, Illinois. Very bougie suburb. You definitely can't miss it.
Right outside the airport.
Yeah. So
Very close to work. It's very convenient. But yeah, I booked it at Tallulah in my hometown, which I love. I'm there all the time. Right. Wanted to, be a good patron. And they have this high tea, and it was $55 a person, which,
crazy.
You get a three-tier, snacks, and you get sandwiches, scones, clotted cream. It's actually very nice. And if you go to high tea anywhere, it's going to be that expensive.
Yeah.
But then, we added, glasses of champagne with it, and, my mom and my great aunts were there as well.
Your great aunts.
My great aunts. They were great.
Is it aunt or aunt?
Aunt.
I say aunt.
Aunt. My great aunt.
Orange or orange?
Orange.
Orange.
Aunt, orange.
Florida or Florida?
Florida.
Florida. All right, continue.
They came in Avril Lavigne t-shirts. My one aunt, Gail, her shirt said "Bite Me" on it. Anyways, they got a bottle of non-alcoholic champagne, which was made with tea. Great time. Great shout out to Tallulah and all my friends that spent too much money.
Way too much money.
On high tea.
On just tea.
But the experience, fabulous.
Very great well time. Worth it, right?
Well worth it. I had a great outfit. I looked like a 13-year-old. Very fun.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Most people, go on a international, layover, do something, really
right.
glamorous.
Right.
I decided to stay right at home.
Now, as your co-host of the Flight Attendant Forum, why exactly did I not get an invite?
It was girls only.
Ah.
It was girls only.
Well, I don't know if you heard, I identify as a girl now, so.
Okay. You could have come as Avril Lavigne. But yeah, I specifically was trying to do a women-only celebration because I have a lot of dude friends.
Dude friends.
And I want more girlfriends. So
yeah,
shout out to the girls.
I know. Did you invite Sydney?
I did.
You did invite Sydney.
So I did, and we did have a fellow flight attendant there.
Sydney's a friend of ours, more so a friend of mine than a friend of Megan's.
Well,
I've hung out with her more than Megan has.
So this woman is someone.
She's also a flight attendant based in Chicago.
She's a flight attendant, and someone else told me that me and Sydney have to be friends, and so we've gotten together once, like at this other woman's house.
Everyone's on the edge of their seat. What, are you friends now?
We like text each other like once every 3 months to try and get together. Right. Never happens. Anyways, she was invited, but she couldn't come. She's going to be in New Orleans. My friend Tina did come. Tina is a flight attendant for us.
Oh, Tina. Yeah, I like Tina.
Yeah, she's chill. She's great.
She came.
She lives in Park Ridge as well. Sorry.
Oh, I think you told me that. Yeah.
Selling her out too. But it was a great time. And it was when I showed up, I like showed up a couple minutes late.
Yeah.
Tina is sitting at a table with my mom and my two great aunts. Like just, you know, being a flight attendant, you know.
Yeah.
Just totally getting along with everybody.
I'm sure.
But it was really a great time. Thank you for asking.
What did you do last week? Because just for the audience, Megan ended up in the hospital. In relation to her gallbladder.
Yeah.
I have not heard the story as to why this happened. So I'm very eager as to what exactly happened to you.
Well, so...
And if you want to start with how your vacation was in Mexico, that's fine. And then you can tell me why the fuck you were in the hospital.
Well, now... We won't backtrack that much. So, turned 30. Day after my 30th birthday...
Right.
I... had to go to the emergency room with...
Well, why did you go to the emergency room?
Abdominal pain. Like, horrendous abdominal pain.
What did it feel like?
Nothing I've ever... So, I was, like, sitting on the couch.
Was this in the morning?
And it was in the morning. It's, like, 9 a.m. I, like, had been up for an hour. I wasn't hungover. I was, like, feeling good.
Yeah.
It was the day after my birthday. I should have been a little hungover. But, like, no, I felt good. We had...
You took it easy.
A great meal. Yeah. I had a tea party, for God's sake.
Right.
But... I get up off the couch and fall onto all fours. I'm like, ooh, like, man, this, like,
really?
A cramp. I was like, ooh, cramp, I must be hungry.
I am starving.
is what I thought. And I was like, ooh, hunger pain. And then I rolled over and I was like, not a hunger pain.
Okay.
And so I'm being a little dramatic and I crawl upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And I crawl upstairs and I get up there and I'm like, man, like, going to the bathroom like I'm gonna puke. I'm not gonna puke, just like sharp, terrible cramp in my upper abdomen.
Just like stabbing pain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Terrible. And now I'm crying. And I'm calling my husband up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bring me my phone. We have to call my great aunt who was at my tea party. we have to call Mary Ellen.
Yeah.
And Mary Ellen immediately was like, oh, I'm so, like, so happy we got to hang out at your party. Like, wanted to talk
about my
birthday. Yeah. And I was like, Mary Ellen, something is wrong. Like,
I'm dying.
Yeah, something's wrong. I couldn't lay on my back because that hurt more. So I'm literally on all fours. Now I'm on top of my bed. Like, I can't lay down. I can't, nothing. I'm on all fours because it's the only way that I can breathe at this point because the pain was so sharp.
Oh, my God. Your breathing additionally was being impacted as well.
Yeah. And she was telling me, she was like, well, it could be GERD.
Could be what?
GERD.
GERD?
Which is like G-U-R-D, I believe. But it's kind of like acid reflex.
Okay.
And so Greg ran to Walgreens, got some Tums. I took some Tums.
Yeah.
All this time, I'm like still just like crawling around on all fours. I can't get comfortable. So I'm not standing still. I'm like moving to try and get out of this pain.
Uh-huh.
And then I took the Tums and we waited like maybe 20 minutes and called her back. And I was like, we're going to the hospital.
Yeah.
I'm not doing this anymore.
So nothing worked.
Nothing worked. No. And it wasn't GERD. We know she was like, you're too young to be having a heart attack. But that it was like upper, it was like kind of in my chest, you know, it's like upper abdominal.
Yeah. Yeah.
And trying to sit up in the car as Greg drove me to the emergency room was horrendous. My hands are now closing up, like, muscularly, if that makes sense. Like, I could not hold my hands open. They were making a fist on their own.
Oh, my God.
Because I was hyperventilating. Because I could...
You were freaking out.
I was freaking
out.
You're
freaking out, yeah.
But I also couldn't... I was so uncomfortable, I couldn't take a deep breath. And so...
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Greg drops me off at the emergency room and goes and parks. I walk in and someone has to get a chair for me because I'm falling over. I'm, like, passing out. And I tell the guy at the front desk that I'm having a contraction, which is, I mean, most people know this. That's what you have when you're in labor, like when you're having a baby.
Oh, it is. I had no idea. Thank you for clearing that up.
I don't know. Sorry. You'd be surprised. A lot of men don't know what a period is. But so I tell them that I'm having a contraction. They're like, contractions? And they're confused. I'm like, no, I guess it's just...
Yeah.
It's the only way I could describe it. Yeah, like, it is a cramp.
Right.
And... yada, yada, yada. They process me. They give me morphine and then put me back out into the waiting room. And I still, like, the morphine made it worse. I could not get comfortable.
They gave me morphine for pain.
For pain. I was in so much pain. They gave me morphine, like, right away.
Okay.
And the pain was still, I swear it got worse.
Did you get high from the morphine?
No, but my blood pressure dropped. They, like, came back out and checked on me, and they're like, whoop.
Give her more.
Well, they did. They took me back immediately. They're like, we have to check her out. But yeah, it was scary. I showed Colin all my bruises today.
Yeah, she's peppered with all sorts of bruises on her hands and on her arm as well.
Yeah. Well, so they couldn't find a vein.
Yeah.
Probably because I was dehydrated from Mexico and drinking and whatever.
Right.
But.
Right.
They do all these tests, and I'm crying and screaming the entire time.
Screaming? You're screaming?
I'm screaming in pain. Like, the morphine, they gave me more morphine, and it did not help.
They didn't learn the lesson from the first time. They're like, get her more morphine, now.
Yeah, gave me more morphine, didn't help. They made sure it wasn't a heart attack, because for a second they were like, are you having a heart attack?
Which you were not, obviously, having a heart attack, is that correct?
They had to check for the EKG. They, like, had to check that I wasn't. Because I just kept telling them it's a pain up here, you know?
Yeah.
But turns out after the whole slew of the day...
Yeah, so what the hell happened to you?
My gallbladder was inflamed, and that's it.
That was it?
Like, I don't have... It's called a biliary colic. For those of you wondering.
Colic.
A biliary colic... Which is just, it's...
Now, what the hell is that?
It's the ducts in my gallbladder. The cramping. Ducts.
Yeah.
The cramping that I was having was the ducts being clogged. So it was just, like, constricting instead of letting loose.
But what exactly was causing that?
They were like, what did you have to eat? They think it's the Indian food that I ate. And I was like, I eat Indian food all the time. They're like, whatever. They didn't really give me much information. I don't have gallstones.
Yeah.
But...
You obviously didn't have food poisoning.
No, not food poisoning, no.
Right.
But what I later remembered was that my grandma has issues with her gallbladder.
Yeah.
And so I called her and she was like, oh, it's genetic and based on gender.
Yeah.
So, like, women are more likely to have gallbladder disease than men.
Mm.
And my mother also had her gallbladder taken out a few years ago.
My mom had her gallbladder taken out, too.
Yeah. It's like a thing. But my grandma was like, oh, it started in my 30s. Yeah. I was like, it started the day after I turned 30? Are you kidding me?
Of course it did.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, I feel great. Like,
happy birthday. You're going to the hospital.
Yeah. But now I can't eat just for, like, a while.
Yeah, so what is the new prognosis they gave you? Because obviously we were at Costco earlier today and can't have this, can't have that.
It's saturated fat.
Yeah.
Which sucks because, like, maybe this is what I did. Like, I was having a high, not like a fatty diet, but like I was thinking about like good proteins. So I was having like cottage cheese. And
I mean, you eat very clean, I think, in retrospect to most people.
Thank you. So I have been like kind of racking my brain like how this literally just has to be genetic and based on my gender because I have my blood tests done every year.
Yeah.
I do the workup. I don't eat that poorly.
I fully believe in not going to the doctor ever.
Yeah.
I'm invincible.
Well, even I was
typical
dude thing.
Assessment.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was trying to be more like my husband who doesn't go to the doctor.
Right.
And this year I was like, okay, I won't do the usual like hormone palette and all this that I do every year, like the craziness.
Yeah.
So I was like,
yeah.
We'll save like $800 so I don't do all that.
Sure. there goes your HSA.
But then, but then this happens, and I'm like, okay, well, now I do have to go through, and like, I'm not going to go work with a nutritionist, but I'm tempted to.
You're tempted to.
I'm tempted to.
Yeah.
Because I do have to change my diet a bit to make sure that, even though it was just a pain spasm, like,
yeah.
if that had happened when I was in Mexico.
That would have been no good.
Yeah. If that had happened while I'm on a layover.
I kind of wish that happened while we were working together in the air. Then we could have diverted somewhere and had our whole trip fall apart.
Yay!
That would have definitely been worth it.
I wonder what you would be like in the hospital, like as a...
As what?
As the... Not the partner, but like, you know, the person like trying to calm them down. Because Greg just sat in the chair. And at one point, I'm screaming and crying. It's like, Greg, come touch my shoulder.
Yes.
Greg, come touch my shoulder, please. You're probably sitting in the chair, too.
No, I'm not sitting in the chair.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sitting. Why would you think I'm sitting in the chair?
Just like cool, calm, and collected is what sitting in the chair is. Yeah.
No, I mean, like, I don't know. I've probably just been like holding your hand or something. Been like, do you want me to, is there anything I can do for you? Like,
yeah.
Can I get something for you? Or you just want me to sit over here and leave you alone and let you be in pain?
Yeah.
That's I probably would give you, I would have given you choices.
Choices. Yeah, Greg.
Close by or far away? I'll let you choose.
Yeah. To Greg's defense, there were six doctors poking me with needles the entire time. So he, like, couldn't really get in anywhere.
Yeah.
But,
you
yeah.
You don't have a deal with your needles?
No.
I don't either.
I don't, but, like, now I'm over it. Because they couldn't, they had to use an ultrasound. And I think this is, it's partially because of our job. No matter how much water we drink, we're going to be dehydrated from the airplane.
Especially if you drink water with sodium in it. Like
yeah. So they couldn't find a vein.
Yeah.
They couldn't use any of my veins. They had to use an ultrasound and do a deep vein IV.
Did they say, you know, we really prefer our patients to have come from heroin use. Is there any way you can maybe take that up in the future?
Yeah. But yeah, that was my... We saved that story for you
we
all.
We saved that story
listeners.
For the podcast because when she texted me that she was in the hospital, I was obviously alarmed. As to how in the hell her gallbladder could have certainly more or less, I guess, just...
Yeah. Because I'm not... All the things, like, it's like, if you're overweight. Like, I'm not overweight. I don't have a bad diet. And I exercise pretty regularly. So what the hell?
You don't check the normal boxes for someone who would be having some sort of...
Gallbladder disease.
Internal distress, I guess.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so now I'm just, like, really scared that's going to happen again. Because, and this is funny, you remember how I said I called it a contraction?
Yeah.
My grandmother, I talked to her on the phone about her gallbladder.
Yeah.
And she said it was the, like, biliary colics that she has had are worse than labor.
Worse than labor?
Worse than labor.
So you know what you just reminded me of? And I'm sure everyone has... on the edge of their seat, hearing
I know,
gallbladder talk.
Story just for you guys.
I never heard the organ gallbladder be discussed more in a 17-minute span in my life. Don't worry. Nothing to do with aviation and flight attendants at all. But I do have an... Well, actually, this next story does have to do with that because I was at work while this was happening. And I wonder if this was the same thing that was happening to me that was happening to you because I think this was 2020... No, this was 2018 or 19. I was going to Mexico City from Chicago, and I had, I don't know if it was a similar pain, but I was, like, dying. Like, I, like, couldn't...
Could have been similar.
Like, yeah, I was dying. I was, like, doubled over.
Yeah.
Like, couldn't sit up straight, and I remember the pain being so severe, I was in the bathroom, trying to use the bathroom.
Yeah.
Nothing was going on. And I was like, if this doesn't go away, like, I say this with a grain of salt, like, I'm a pretty tough guy.
Yeah.
Like, I can take pain and suffering.
Yeah.
Mostly that I do
you
to myself
it? Yeah.
anyway. You know, I kind of invite it sometimes.
Must destroy body.
Must destroy body. Yeah. David Goggins, you know. Even though his message is a little extreme, but I try to adopt a little bit. Anyway, for those of you who know who he is, you know what I'm talking about.
So you doubled over in pain.
Yeah, doubled over in pain on the toilet. And I'm thinking, I'm like... I don't know if I'm going to be able to, like, I may have to
call
the pilots and be like, I don't know what's going on with me, but I'm, like, dying.
Yeah.
And I ended up, like, pulling through, and I got to the layover, and I ended up being all right. So I wonder if it was a similar thing that just had to kind of pass on its own, because it has not happened to me since then.
Mm-hmm.
And granted, that was years ago, but, like, I was this close to being like,
We're done.
I'm incapacitated, but I'm not incapacitated. we need to land. Like, I cannot continue.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
There's something wrong.
I'm really nervous about that happening now, but that if it was, like, upper, like, right.
Yeah.
By the way, that's where your upper right, like, under your rib cage, is, like, where your gallbladder is.
Yeah.
That probably is what it was. If you can remember what you ate before, it's normally brought on by, like, a really rich or fatty meal.
Is that what causes it?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Or straight up gallstones, but you would feel it more if it was gallstones.
Okay.
But that's how the gallstones are, like, calcified pieces of bile that, like, don't make it through.
Yeah.
Jesus.
But you were in Mexico.
I was.
So that didn't happen to you in Mexico, but where in Mexico were you?
I was in Sayulita, so we flew into Puerto Vallarta. Mm-hmm. I didn't spend any time in Puerto Vallarta, but flight attendants, like tons of flight attendants and pilots, own property in Puerto Vallarta. They love it so much.
Yeah, I've flown with people who have properties down there.
Yeah, they love it. So I would like to spend some time actually in Puerto Vallarta.
I would too. I've only been there on a layover, and I've never spent any other time there, so.
Yeah. I'm sure it's great. Yeah. I took a bus immediately to Sayulita, which, like, super easy.
And you just went with a bunch of your girlfriends, right?
So, no, it was. It was me and my friend Annie, who I travel with quite a bit. Mm-hmm. But we met our friend Maggie and a big group of her friends. And it was kind of like her and all of her friends all picked a couple friends to join.
Yeah.
So we were a group of 14 people.
Oh, my God.
Group of 14 people in this, like, gorgeous VRBO, mm-hmm. like, vacation rental house villa in Sayulita, like, overlooking the ocean. Mm-hmm. Fabulous time. I stayed for quite a bit. I came home earlier than everyone else, but I stayed from, like, the 14th to the 19th.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks to non-rubbing, I got to change my flight. I was like, oh, I'm not going home today. I'm going home the next day. It was a great time. Sayulita is, like, a kind of a, I wouldn't say quiet, because every night we heard, they love covers in Mexico.
Is that a touristy place down there, Sayulita?
No, well, so it's an expat place for sure. Like, everybody, a lot of people that live there are white.
Yeah.
But it's not tourism. Like, I wouldn't say there's not, like, tours of things going on. There's not resorts. It's not a resort. It is truly a small town.
Yeah.
Like, in the jungle, but coastal.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of surfing. There is, like, on the beach, like, everyone trying to sell you something.
Yeah, naturally.
That would be, like, the tourist part. But we took a taxi to a beach another day. We went to La Lancha Beach, which is, like, a surfing beach.
Yeah.
Nobody sold us anything there. That was probably one of the best days.
Was it sunny? Was it warm?
Oh, yeah. Warm and sunny. Good. It didn't rain ever. Nobody really got that bad of a sunburn, though.
Yeah.
But great time, like, traveling with 14 people everywhere was kind of rough, but you split off.
Yeah, with that many people, I mean.
But it made it so much fun, though. We split off in different groups.
Sure. Yeah.
Split off in different groups often, but I'll definitely go back to Sayulita. Mm. I feel like.
Did you do any snorkeling while you were there?
No snorkeling.
Why not?
Because I'm scared of the ocean.
Why are we scared of the ocean?
Because the fish. The fish. I figured it out. I'm not scared of fish, even though they do terrify me. I'm scared of the not breathing.
The not breathing?
Yeah, and I'm just like,
what do you mean? What are you talking about?
I'm scared. Suffocation scares me a lot. And so, like, swimming in, like, tough water
or
the idea of trying to breathe underwater, like, my brain just says, no.
Don't do that. Even though you can breathe the air that your tube is sticking out into.
Yeah, yeah. So Colin is bringing this up because we went snorkeling and I had a panic attack in the water. So this trip, I told the people I was traveling with.
That's true. I tried to coach her into coming in the water with me in Hawaii to come snorkeling, and Megan was having a little bit of a meltdown.
It was rough. It was scary.
She retreated to the shore.
But we heard a mother talking to her child in Kona, being like, see people on the beach enjoying the water? You don't have to be in the water to enjoy the water.
That's right.
That is my new...
And you heeded that mother's...
look on life.
Sound advice, yes.
Yeah. I did swim. I didn't swim in the first beach we went to because it was too rough, and I wasn't going to enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
But it turns out, I'm pretty sure that was to my advantage because a pipe had broke. And so a lot of people that swam in the beach that day ended up getting sick.
Poop in their eyes?
Because we're assuming it's E. coli.
That is pretty gross.
Yeah. But I did swim at La Lancha. I had a great time in the ocean there.
Yeah.
I did... We chartered a boat.
Yeah.
Shout out Alley Cat Sailing. We chartered a boat with 14 of us. Like, it was
amazing. I'm jealous of that.
It was super fun.
I'd be all over that.
And I, when we got off to like swim in the water, I used a life vest. No one else did.
But
I had a great time. I like to put it around my waist. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, I
guess. But I would highly recommend Sayulita. Mm-hmm. It's like an hour bus ride from Puerto Vallarta.
Yeah.
Super great time, super great food, apparently really fatty because I came home with gallbladder disease.
Would you say it's cheap there?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I mean, you have to pull out cash. I just go with more cash than you need.
More cash
because
than you
need. Because it is, you eat everything on the street. Like, yeah. The only food I ate
street
was...
Street sea meat.
Street ceviche. Like, ceviche. Just,
see, I love that. I love that. I crush that all day. And you know it's fresh as hell.
It was very good, yeah. Except for it was literally just in Tupperware, like on the side of the street.
Just heating up in plastic.
Yeah, so I was risking it, but I was one of the only people out of our group that didn't get sick. We were calling it the Sayulita sickies because a lot of us did get sick, like going to the pharmacy every day, like grabbing more pills.
Yeah.
But I didn't get sick until I came home.
Okay.
But would highly recommend Sayulita. I've taken a trip to Tulum that I didn't like as much.
Yeah, Tulum, I don't know. I guess for the audience, I guess you guys can, you know, determine your own thoughts on Tulum. I've heard mixed things. Mm-hmm. I have heard enough things to not go than to go.
Yeah, I think it just blew up. Like, it used to be affordable and, like, like what I think Sayulita
really
is.
Expensive. I'm like, how the fuck is that possible?
Yeah, it's Mexico.
Right, it's Mexico.
But you can't... I didn't... When we went a few years ago with a group of friends, we didn't even go to the beach because the beach is all, like, we knew we couldn't afford to dine or drink there because it's all resorts now. Like, really fucking expensive cocktails. So we stayed, like, kind of inland and, like, went to... There is, like, the Wonders of the World there.
Sure.
They've got Chichen Itza, yeah.
Is that by Tulum?
Yeah.
I thought that was a Merida thing.
I'm pretty sure it's by Tulum. Or you can go there from Tulum.
Oh,
like
go
you,
there from,
you
okay,
buy
got
but that's another thing, like that is touristy where like you buy a package where you do that and then the cenotes and things like that. Like there wasn't that in Sayulita.
Okay.
You didn't do that. And like we went in Sayulita, we went hiking, boating, like we did all of it. Without
see, the boating
tour
I
package.
Love. Like, just getting out on a boat or, like, a catamaran.
Yeah.
Just drinking and chilling.
Well,
I don't need much more than that.
I last minute decided to do that because I originally said no because I knew, I think we talked about this. I was like, I put me on a boat for 4 hours and unlimited drinks. I'm going to die? But I wasn't. I was good. I did have quite a few drinks. But I was good about it. Yeah. I showed some restraint.
It's a good thing I wasn't there because usually when I'm there, it's... I want to keep going. Let's keep going. Like, I can't. I'll die.
Yeah,
like,
we'll
you're fine.
Die. But great time. Would highly recommend. And you were also... We were in Mexico at the same time, I think.
We were in Mexico at the same time. Yeah, I was in Mexico City for the weekend. That was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Great. I've been there a few times before that on layovers, but it's an amazing city. Like, it was nice to be able to... go into different parts of the neighborhoods within the city that I had not been to before and just kind of explore, and obviously did a ton of eating, ton of experiencing, just really, really, really amazing place.
Did you go to Coyoacan by chance?
Is that a restaurant?
No, it's a part of, you like take a taxi there, but it's like just outside like this downtown city part.
No.
Next time, we'll go, because I've gone on a layover.
Yeah, I know.
But I also, Mexico City is great. Do you remember where you ate?
I went to a place called Contramar. There was Ava Longoria has some, of course, because we need to have more travel food shows.
Yeah.
There aren't enough of those.
Yeah.
So, well, actually, Ava Longoria is very hot, so.
I was going to say, why you hate her?
I'm not throwing shade.
Yeah.
Put her on a TV show and then have her eat food in a sexy manner. I'm in.
She's eating sexy tacos?
She's eating tacos. I'm like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay, so you go to a restaurant.
There's an episode where she went to Mexico City, and I couldn't find it initially on the screen, so the girl to the left of me was watching it, and I was just watching it with her.
Yeah.
I don't know who she was.
I was like, hey, Eleanor,
yeah, I couldn't find the documentary, so I don't know. I'm sorry. I've just kind of been watching it with you. She's like, oh, it's okay. I could kind of see, but it's fine. I'm like, yeah.
She could tell.
Yeah.
I could feel you breathing on me, but right. It's okay, sir.
Sir, can you please stop watching my screen? You have your own screen to watch things on? Why do you have to watch mine? But there's a few places that she went to. I went to a place called Tacos Los Alexis, Contra Mar, Hiyoko, which is a Japanese-Mexican-infused place.
Ooh.
Phenomenal. Kind of like more of like Michelin-esque quality.
Yeah.
Small plates. And where else? I just had just tacos galore, just Taco Palooza.
Yeah.
And it was dope.
Great time.
Yeah, great time. Yeah.
I had mostly El Pastor tacos in Sayulita. What kind of taco did you do, run of the mill or what?
Did El Pastor, of course.
Yeah.
Did an Airbnb experience taco bike tour.
Cool.
Which was fun. And this one place that we went to, we had banh mi pork belly tacos.
Cool.
Which I think were the best tacos of the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely the best tacos of the weekend.
That sounds great.
Those were unbelievable. Unbelievable. Which is so weird because you wouldn't think that. Like, take a Vietnamese thing in Mexico City and then that's your highlight.
That's what makes that city so freaking awesome,
though. Oh, I know.
It's like so international.
This one bakery, oh my God. Baked goods are unbelievable. I mean, and it's funny too because a place like that, you see the amount of detail that goes into it. Like, mm-hmm. It is star-studded, that this one specific bakery.
Mm-hmm.
It costs nothing.
Yeah, they're working so hard.
They're working so hard, proofing, kneading so many breads from scratch, probably so much sourdough starter.
Yeah.
Like, and just everything. Like, and I think it just shows, like, the pride that Hispanic people take in their work,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, everything was just done to perfection. Like, really, if you want to just go... If you want to go away for a weekend and you want to eat... Do you need to
Sorry.
Get that?
No.
You can get that.
It's
Greg,
my mom.
Greg... Oh, it's her mom.
Yeah.
Megan's husband's trying to get somewhere on standby tonight, and... he's a little apprehensive because the standby situation, as we discussed in episodes past, is sometimes a crapshoot.
Yeah. Well, honestly, my mom was driving him to the airport, so I don't know why she's calling me.
Hi, honey, you just dropped Greg off.
Yeah, probably should do that.
I'm recording a podcast, Mom. I'm famous.
Come on.
God.
I haven't told my mom yet because I think she would comment on every episode.
Would she listen?
Oh, yeah.
Like my parents say they listen?
Yeah, my mom would daily. She would probably want to talk to me about it.
Yeah,
Well, now I have to say, sorry, Mom, I ignored your call. Love you. Maybe I'll tell you about the podcast
another
time.
I'm kind of hoping my dad doesn't listen to last week's episode with me telling the jerking off guy story. It's just awkward.
A little too late.
Because, like, I'm not... Yeah, I don't know. Just whatever.
A little too late.
It's too late for that. Yeah. We're 30 years old. It's okay. You get what you get at this point.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you want to go eat your face off and try all different types of cuisine and different types of places... Like, Mexico City, you will never find a shortage of good food there. Like, everybody's so nice. So nice. Like, I noticed that immediately when I got back. Like, just the overall vibe is so different. Mm-hmm. And I know we live in a big city, and that's part of it. But coming from that big city, then coming back to this big city, just, like, getting on the train, it's just like, what the fuck is going on here?
Yeah.
You know, just not... I don't know. Yeah, it was just such a chill environment there.
But I wouldn't say that it slowed down. There's still a bustle.
There's still a bustle for sure, but it seems
people
less
are hustling.
So like, right? I guess psychologically, it seems less like people are chasing something, like the rat race mentality, you know?
Yeah.
Which is something that I experienced in Vietnam as well, where it's just like everyone's just kind of chill. They're just like, you know, living each day to the fullest. Not constantly feeling like there's this need to have a big hustle and to just keep pounding day in and day out. Where it's like, people are just, you know, I don't know. It just seems like, from what I noticed, people are just walking around happy, smiling, and just like, oh, it's just a great day. And like, happy to be here and like, enjoying. Like, I feel like Mexico, and if anyone who's Mexican in the audience out there, like, I feel like my impression of Mexican people is like, food, family, friends.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I see.
Yeah.
You know, people just enjoying a meal together, very laughing together, values. Happy, and those are the most important things to them.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that. Big time.
I would agree. I was something that I've been to Mexico City for layovers, something that, I don't know if you saw.
Yeah.
But in Sayulita, a lot of children, like, there is a little bustle of, like, them sending kids to sell stuff.
Yeah.
And you're like, no gracias, you know, like, so sorry. But I learned this from a woman that lived in Oaxaca for a while. She was like, I always give them food because the money that they take back.
You give them food.
Yeah, the kids. Like, I'll buy them tacos or, like, give them. I, like, bought pastries at one point and just gave them to the kid instead of buying the bracelets.
Yeah.
Because she said that money doesn't go. It's not like they're there with their family and collecting money for their family. Like, sure. That's what you would think, right? Like.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely
they're selling this for the family. No, it's like a pimp, for lack of better, you know, like, it's like something that they report back to and give money back to and then don't get anything in return.
Huh.
Is what she had learned from being in Oaxaca.
Okay.
So, but I saw lots of that in Mexico. That's on my list too, Oaxaca. Yeah. Well, you saw that cooking class there you wanted to do.
Want to go together?
Yeah. Let's do it.
That's what we should do. We should go somewhere. I mean, we've recorded from other places.
Yeah.
But, like,
international. Like,
yeah, international little setup or something.
Well, and we've been wanting to do, so we can pick up out of base. We can fly out of base.
As flight attendants, we have the luxury,
yeah,
depending on, I guess, who you work for. At least for us, we do, being able to fly to a different base that we're not based at and pick up a trip out of there.
Yeah. And so out of Houston is where we would get a lot of those really interesting, apparently Lima, like there's, or Barcelona, mm-hmm, there's these trips that are worth nothing.
Yeah.
So people don't want them. And so, like,
yeah,
but I don't care if it's a 15-hour, 3-day, like,
right,
it's plenty, right, for me if I go to Barcelona.
Right.
You know, like.
That's what's so appealing for people with the job, right, is like you can, if you want to go somewhere that you haven't been, and the trip isn't worth a lot of money in terms of your paycheck, but it's worth it in terms of the experience.
Yeah.
That outweighs the money anyway. So to your point of being able to do a trip like that, 100% all the way.
Yeah. And then, like, it'd be for the podcast.
It would be for the podcast. We are a global podcast after all.
Woohoo! Shout out.
We've only recorded on one continent, but
hopefully we'll heard around the world.
Hit the other six.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll get there.
Right? Yeah. Seven.
Yeah.
Imagine if we didn't know.
Well, my geography is actually
these two buffoons poor. Are flight attendants and have a podcast. They don't know how many fucking continents there are.
Yeah. This is not an educational.
It's not educational.
Podcast.
It's educational about how to be a better passenger, for sure.
There you go.
And we can definitely educate you on that.
And potentially traveler.
And traveler too. Yeah. I mean, I think an important thing that goes unnoticed with us is that we have the inside track to seeing so many places at an expeditious nature than other people do.
Mm-hmm.
And we are a good source for, where do you think we should go? Where do you not think we should go? How's the food here? How's the food there? Is it cheap? Is it expensive?
Yeah.
Which leads me into a new segment on the Flight Attendant Forum.
Let's hear it.
It's called Poopy or Not Poopy? A segment where Megan and I trade layovers back and forth, and we determine whether they are poopy or they are not poopy.
Or they're not.
There's mitigating factors, of course, to give the seal of approval of poopy or not poopy.
Mm-hmm.
And you might think saying poopy or not poopy is funny, and that's because it is funny.
It is.
So I'm going to give you a layover, and you're going to tell me poopy or not poopy.
Okay, I already have it, like, a poopy one on top of my head.
You're gonna start with poopy?
Oh, okay. No.
I'm not gonna say poopy or not poopy.
Okay.
I'm gonna just say the place and then I'm gonna.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm gonna give you Honolulu. Poopy or not poopy?
Not poopy.
Not poopy.
Not poopy.
Really?
I like Honolulu. I mean, the downtown area, whatever, but, like, you go do your shopping.
Yeah.
You go do your shopping and you go to the beach. Not poopy. What do you think?
See, I feel like it's a polarizing layover because I've heard a lot of people say they hate Honolulu and they think it's trash.
So, hotel room.
The hotel we stay in, not great.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's a litany of other amazing hotels in the area. So, don't take our hotel's suggestion or comments as really any
thing
more than a grain of salt, but
I'm still gonna say not poopy because like I whenever I'm there I can't believe that I'm there, but maybe it's more shock factor.
I think some criteria's gotta be like it's gotta be things to do, food,
hotel
as well. In addition, you know, the geographical location of the place, and would you go back?
Yeah. So in that case, I think the only like flaws or the only poopy criteria to Honolulu is going to be the hotel.
Not great.
Hotel is poopy. Yep. Hotel is poopy. At least the rooms they give us.
Yeah.
You gotta think about that. Like, they give us, like, these weird, the weird rooms that no one's booking.
You're not there for the hotel, really, regardless, unless it's, like, a resort.
Depending on the layover.
Right, depending on the layover.
That's why we've got this criteria.
Yeah, I know. That's true.
So I think the not poopy outweighs the poopy. This is... People are going to be like, what? They're talking about their gallbladder. And bile.
Just straight up gastrointestinal themed episode today.
This is what this is. Guts. Just the guts of it. Guts of it all.
I think the food scene in Hawaii, in Honolulu specifically, is pretty good. I mean, you can get almost anything. Obviously, you can get your musubis and all things Hawaiian, which I do always love.
Yeah.
Love a good musubi from an ABC store. It's a great beach snack, cheap.
Yeah.
That's nice. I know people are detracted from the tourist nature of where we stay by Waikiki.
Yeah.
And how it's just kind of shitty and a lot of homeless people and a lot of just kind of grunge.
Well, and it's just like, it's also just expensive stores.
It's all expensive stores.
Yeah. There's stuff, it's not a local Hawaiian destination. Yeah. I don't think we stay anywhere in Hawaii real local. I guess Kona.
Maui now.
Well,
yeah. After the wildfires.
Yeah, after fires.
Yeah.
I haven't done that yet.
They really got burned, didn't they?
Yeah. Colin.
Sorry, bad joke.
But yeah, I would say Honolulu, not poopy.
Not poopy, yeah. What was I gonna say? I mean, there's Diamond Head right there as well. So you can
things
always
to do.
Drive. Take an Uber up there, which I did, I think, the second time I was there.
Mm-hmm.
Another great I'm gonna go see, it's tough because like when the trip is available to work and I see it, I don't jump at it.
Well, because there's normally a red eye.
Yeah, but if it's the red eye back, that's one leg, that's fine.
Yeah.
But I see it, I'm like, I still kind of hesitate and I usually pass. But I guess if I'm going to go poopy or not poopy, I'm going to go not poopy.
Yeah.
Because for me, there's a surf shop right by our hotel. You can rent a surfboard for $10 for a couple hours and get out in the water. You may suck ass at it, but it's still a fun, cheap activity. You're in the water. You're on the beach. It's Waikiki, but you're still in Hawaii.
Yeah.
I think it's still the aura of it all is still, you know, enticing to me.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to say not poopy.
And I would challenge you to pick it up if you see it whenever you can, because I think I would.
You think you would?
I've picked up a 16-hour Honolulu. That, like, was rough on my body.
I'm not going to do that at
all. Okay, let me see.
All right.
Well, I
have a list of many, many airport codes on a piece of paper.
You do. Good job.
I used to keep track of all the layovers that I've had and how many times I've been there, and I just write little tally marks next to the airport code. I have not done it in probably a year, but...
That's a lot.
Yeah, so there's a lot of tally marks that are missing there. But I think it's just a fun way to keep track of, you know, how many times you've been somewhere and how often.
Well,
that's the same thing, but...
I want to bring up, just because it's on brand, on topic.
Yes.
Short Cancun. Poopy, not poopy.
Oh, poopy. 100% poopy. Short Cancun?
Yeah.
It's Cancun. Cancun's a shithole.
Yeah. So I guess short or long, but specifically short. I say that because... I have an opinion.
I've never done the long Cancun layover, and for those of you who are not in the aviation industry, we are contractually obligated over a certain amount of hours to be put in a downtown-like setting.
Yeah.
So any layover is usually like 18 to 24, 36, 42 hours, depending on where we are. But sometimes when it's under the 18-hour mark, we usually put by an airport or by the airport or depending on where you are, just for context purposes. So short meaning shorter layover, meaning closer to the airport.
Yes.
In Cancun, 100% poopy.
Well, I will say our long Cancun I have had, it's been years.
Yes.
It's not in like a downtown area. You can't get to anything, but it is a resort.
It's a resort.
So you think poopy.
I think poopy because I hate Cancun.
Yeah.
I think it's trash. I hate working those flights. They're terrible. I think the people that go there are a very poor representation, and I hope to God that they treat the people at those resorts better. Well.
Yeah.
Because I feel like they don't, and I feel bad for all those people that work at those resorts and probably deal with the absolute just skid marks of society.
Yeah.
You know?
I believe that. Cancun turns and Cancun legs are awful.
No.
So I guess we're doing based on criteria.
And that airport is always a disaster. They take our food from us. Flight attendants are very strict
there with
food. Like yeah. It's not worth the. It's none of that is worth going. Anything going there.
Okay.
100% poopy, like diarrhea.
I pick it up. I like the short Cancun because it has a great breakfast in the morning, and I want hot chocolate in the morning.
You want hot chocolate and has a great breakfast.
Yeah, but like I'm never there. For, like, the evening. I'm never hanging out. It's literally, like, I get there, I go to bed, and I have breakfast in the morning.
Yeah.
So, but if the other criteria is, like, the room is not great.
Yeah.
The, like, van ride is kind of long, even though it's short.
Yeah, I know.
There's nothing to do, because even if I was there during the day, it's, like, in a strip mall of hotels.
There's nothing to do. Yeah, you can't go anywhere.
Yeah, it's, like, off a highway. So I guess besides my hot chocolate, it is pretty poopy.
So would you say short Cancun, poopy or not poopy?
Ugh, poopy.
Poopy.
But hot chocolate for breakfast, gotta have it.
Yeah, I can survive.
Okay, next. I'm doing another one. Okay.
My turn.
You do.
My turn to ask you. All right, let's see here. Let's pick a good one here. Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Poopy. Or not poopy.
Not poopy.
Definitely not poopy.
I love Jackson Hole.
Love Jackson Hole.
We've been together.
We have been together.
More than once? Or not more than once?
I think just once. It was the first football Sunday of this season my team got shut out, and it was a really joy for me to watch. And I burned the entire daylight that we had left to watch the Cowboys shut out the Giants.
I think we recorded an episode that trip.
We did, I think.
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
Love Jackson Hole.
Yes.
Any time of year.
Outstanding.
That's pretty good.
Absolutely outstanding.
That's, you know, something in the winter, yep. Something
hotel's
in the...
Hotel's great. We stayed at the Snow King Resort
or beautiful.
The Warren Hotel, those of you who are familiar with Jackson Hole. Great hotels. Yeah. I love hotels. I've always loved, like, lodge-style hotels, you know, that have just, like, that kind of, like, mountainy, you know, cabin-type feel to it, you know?
Yeah. Nice and rustic.
Nestled at the bottom of the Snow King Mountain there.
Yeah.
Very, very nice.
Not cheap.
Not cheap at all.
Nothing there is cheap in town.
No, nothing. Boozy as hell.
But food, fabulous.
Yeah, great food scene.
Yeah.
The first, you know, it's funny, the first time I went there in the summer, I've actually only laid over there in the summertime.
Oh, wow.
But the first time I laid over there was a guy passed out in the bush in the middle of the square.
Hmm.
I have it on my Snapchat somewhere from like, year, I think it was like 2018 or 19.
Yeah. The first time I was there, there was a rally. There was like a women's rally?
A women's
going
rally.
On. Yeah. It was during the Roe vs. Wade being turned.
Yeah.
And I like it's the square is full of these antler like arches if you haven't been there.
Yep.
And so it was like surreal to see like people like marching through these antlers.
Well, same way with the airport too.
Yeah. Beautiful airport.
Yeah, that is great airport.
That's a gorgeous airport. But yeah, love Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Would do it every time.
Yeah, 100% not poopy.
Yeah.
Especially because if we have a long time there, like, I don't know what, like, a rental car situation would be, but I feel like if we had enough time, you could maybe rent a car and, like, go to one of the, like, elk reserves or something like that, or, like, the nature reserves.
Cool.
That'd be a cool thing to do as well.
Yeah.
Obviously, you can ski and snowboard in the wintertime, in the summer. When I was there with Nick and Sydney, we hiked up Snow King Mountain. Sydney almost died because she couldn't handle the elevation.
Shout out Sydney. She should be Sydney. On the show.
Yeah. We'll get Sydney on the show eventually.
We keep talking about
her. I know. Who is Sydney? Just you wait.
They know.
We'll eventually match our schedules together and hopefully.
Yay!
Yeah.
So fun. So
that'll be fun. But no, Jackson Hole. Jackson Hole's great. Really, really great.
Yeah, we love that one. I'm trying to think. Oh, okay. This is my turn.
Yeah, your turn.
Don't even have to look the list.
Yeah, you don't
know. Rapid City.
Rapid City.
South Dakota.
South Dakota. South Dakota, right.
Yeah. We were just there.
We were just there not too long ago.
Yeah.
Well.
Poopy not poopy.
Oh. I mean, it's fucking South Dakota. No offense to any South Dakotans, but
yeah.
Or if you live in Rapid City and you listen. I'm going to say odds are you don't listen. And no one in South Dakota listens to this. But if you do, I'm going to hit you with a pretty poopy.
It was poopy.
Yeah. Pretty poopy.
We just got wasted. There was nothing else to do.
There is literally nothing else to do. Granted, the drinks were cheap.
Yeah.
So that's one benefit. But I mean, like, that's a thing. Like, we are so fortunate to be privy to so many amazing places in the world.
Yeah.
But sometimes you just deal with the just shit places you gotta go. You can't get out of the trip. You're stuck in it.
Yeah.
And you try and make the best of it. And especially, like, if you've been there once, you definitely try and make the best of it. But when you go to a place like that, you already know there's nothing to do.
So, things except that we didn't...
get fucked up.
Except we get fucked up.
Right.
Which we ended up having a fine time.
We
did. I don't know.
It was a football Sunday, actually, so it was pretty fun.
Yeah, we watched football.
We did. Your favorite activity.
But, like, we found something great to do. Or the only thing to do. Like, at least you got that, always. Yes. But we didn't go to the Faces. That's what, like, a guy kept telling us.
Mount Rushmore.
Mount Rushmore. He kept calling it the Faces.
The Faces. Yeah. I know Mount Rushmore is just, like, it's a historical landmark.
Yeah.
No desire to go.
Yeah, something for everyone, I guess, but pretty poopy.
Definitely pretty poopy. Do you want to go to Mount Rushmore ever?
I have. I've been, like, when
you've been?
Like, when I was, like, 13, I don't think I need to go again. It's a good, it's a road trip thing. Don't
it
go to
trip.
South Dakota to see Mount Rushmore.
No, definitely not. But, yeah, it's definitely a road trip thing.
Yeah.
For sure.
But, yeah, that layover, not the best.
So let's do one more, and then we'll review and wrap it up.
Okay.
Now, I'll give you one. I'm going to say, let's go with, let's go with Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Poopy or not poopy?
So this is polarizing.
Why do you say that?
Have had a great time. I've had a great time there.
Yeah.
But I think I've done everything there is to do there.
Yes.
So I want to say not poopy. I can list a bunch of stuff to do, but you do it once.
You do it at least once.
Yeah, you do it once. We right. have a ton
I've never
of
been,
those.
I've never been to Harrisburg. Sell me.
Oh, okay. So you go to the Capitol building.
No, I've been. I'm just pretending.
Oh, okay. But I've taken a tour of the Capitol building.
Yes.
It's beautiful. It's gorgeous. A lot of the like mural work in there is out of this world and done by, like, has, like, interesting stories. Like, it's done by an artist and then taken over by a woman artist, which was, like, for the time, like, unheard of.
Yeah.
You know? Gorgeous, gorgeous Capitol building.
Yeah.
So I've done that. I don't know. I went to a tea shop.
Again with the tea.
Yeah, bunch of tea. Yeah. Love tea.
Love tea.
Went to a tea shop. I often try to look up a thrift store. Mm-hmm. I went to a thrift store and the guy just gave me the shirt.
He just gave you the shirt?
Yeah. He was like, I don't want this.
Man, we haven't had a customer in over 24 days.
Yeah.
You can just have the shirt.
He just gave it to me. So that was pretty cool. But I will say, I also, like, walked over to the little island.
Ma'am, I don't even actually work here. I just pretended I work here. No one
just,
works.
Just take it.
No one works here. You could just have the shirt.
It was a pretty... I, like, tried to find anything to buy in this shop.
Yeah.
And then he gave it to me.
Yeah.
I saw a movie.
You saw a movie?
I saw a movie there.
Yeah.
You know, because I think we have a lot of those layovers that are, like, 30 hours.
We have a lot of two-nighter layovers.
Yeah. It's like, why is it 30 hours in Harrisburg?
Why? It's like a death sentence to me.
Yeah. You know, it's close. I haven't done it, but Hershey, Pennsylvania is close by. You can get a car, go to Hershey.
Doesn't appeal to me at all.
But what does appeal to you, which I'm surprised you haven't tried to do, is the minor
Harrisburg
league.
Is poopy, by the way.
Is not poopy?
Oh, poopy.
Oh, it's poopy.
You didn't ask me if I said it. Oh. You didn't ask me.
Well, because I got so excited.
I know you did. You got really pumped up about it.
I know.
Yeah, it's poopy.
Poopy for you. But what about the minor league baseball?
I'm trying to do all 30 major league baseball stadiums. I can't handle
can't another, do the minor
I can't league. Handle more stadiums than that.
Well, they have a minor league baseball
I know they do.
Stadium
I know. I've
there.
Walked over there. I played mini golf over there, which is fine.
But I would agree. I'd probably
you just
want to do it.
Like you said, you do something like that. You do everything there at a place like that once.
Once.
Okay, I'm good.
Yeah.
Been there, done that.
Take your kids.
Sorry, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, like, do it once. I wouldn't say once a year. Do it once every couple of years.
Yeah.
And get all in.
So let's review. Honolulu.
Not poopy. Poopy.
Short Cancun.
Poopy.
What else did we say? Oh, Jackson Hole.
Not poopy. Poopy. Rapid City. Poopy. Poopy.
Harrisburg.
Poopy.
Poopy.
But you'll notice all those places.
Yes.
We find something to do.
We do find something to do. Oh, flight attendants and pilots will always find something to do somewhere. But obviously there's a litany of places where there's plentiful to do.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, you as the audience probably travel to places that aren't poopy. Yeah. Or maybe you do, and you think they're not.
Maybe they're for work.
That's why we have the discussion now.
Yeah.
Poopy not poopy.
Poopy not poopy.
That's why we do it.
Let us know if any of these places you've been to and you would disagree with us if they are poopy or not poopy. Make sure to use the words poopy, not poopy.
Not poopy. Have you said poopy more times in your life than in the past 10 minutes?
I think I like it. We don't even have children.
I know. We don't have children.
No.
We don't at all.
That'd be a different take.
Well, I think this about wraps it up for this installment of the Flight Attendant Forum.
Yeah.
We are happy to share with you all of our...
My hospitalization.
Hospitalizations.
Now you know.
Now you know what happened.
Yeah.
And you turned 30. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
And as always, we'll talk to you very soon. Goodbye.
See ya.